So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed one source for the halacha of av noichel es habanim. A father inherits the assets of his deceased son only if the son had no children. But if the son did have children, his children inherit his assets, not the grandfather. Of course, in the Pesukim, the order of Yerusha is ben, bas, ach, achi or av. A son, daughter, brother, and father's brother. And then the pasuk states, "Ve'im ein achim la'aviv, v'nesatim esnachlosay l'she'era hakar v'lav mimishpach." Be yorashaisa. If his father has no brothers, she'era inherits his estate. She'era is ha'av. Malamet she'av koydim la'achen. The word she'era refers to the father and teaches that the deceased father comes before achim, the deceased brother, and certainly before achi aviv, the deceased father's brother. But Av does not come before Ben Abbas, a son or daughter, because the word HaKarav teaches Karav Karav Koidim. A closer relative comes first, and Ben Ubas are considered closer relatives than Aviv. The Gemara proceeds with a second source from the Pasuk Ish Ki Yomesh Uben Einloi, V'Havartem Es Nachlosi Lebitoi. If a person dies with no sons, his estate is transferred to his daughter. The word V'Havartem implies that the estate ought to go to another relative, but instead it is transferred to the daughter. Vavartim must refer to Aviv and teaches b'malkim bas atemaver nachlo mina av v'atemaver nachlo mina av b'malkim achen. Only if the deceased had a daughter, the assets are transferred to her from Aviv, who does not inherit the assets. But if the deceased has no sons or daughters, Aviv does inherit the assets, not Achiv. However, we cannot say vice versa that Vavartim refers to Achiv and teaches b'malkim bas atemaver nachlo mina achen v'atemaver nachlo mina av afilu b'malkim bas. Only if the deceased had a daughter and his father was no longer alive, the assets are transferred to her from Achiv, who does not inherit the assets. But if his father was alive, Aviv, the father, inherits the assets, but not Bas, the daughter, because Lo Nichtav Rachmana V'Avartim, then there's no need for a pasuk that Bas comes before Achiv, because this was already known from the following pasuk that states V'im Ein Lo Bas with Nesatim Esnachlosei La'Achiv. If he has no daughters, his brothers inherit his estate. As the Gemara explains, according to the second source of Vavartim, the word l'she'era is needed to teach she'era zu ishtoi. Melamed she'abal yerish es ishtoi, a husband inherits the assets of his deceased wife. And according to the first source of l'she'era, the word Vavartim is needed to teach that which Rebbe taught in the following braisa. B'kulo nema behen nesina, v'kan nema behen havara. Regarding all other relatives, the word nesina is used. Aside for a daughter, where the word havara is used, because she'en lo chashemaver nachle m'sheiv l'shevid elabas. When the daughter inherits her father's assets, they can possibly be transferred to another shevet in the event that she marries someone from another shevet and she dies, her son or husband from the other shevet would inherit these assets. The Gemara explains that although in general the word she'er can refer to either a father or a mother, as the Pasuk states, she'er avichahu and she'er imchahi, however, in the Pasuk of Yerusha, the word l'she'er refers only to a father, but not to a mother, because the Pasuk states, l'she'er ha'kar v'lav mi'mishpachta b'yarish oisa, and mishpachas av kruyi mishpacha, mishpachas ei me'en kruyi mishpacha. Only a father and his family are considered mishpacha, but a mother and her family are not considered mishpacha, because the Pasuk states, l'mishpachaisim l'veisa v'isa. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion regarding mishpachas ei me'en kruyi mishpacha. The Gemara asks from a pasuk in Sefer Shaftim that states, "Vahi nar mi beis lechem Yehuda mi mishpachas Yehuda b'hu Levi v'hu garsham." As the pasuk later says, this was Yehoinus, the grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara asks, "Amret v'hu Levi alma mi Levi asi mi mishpachas Yehuda alma mi Yehuda asi." The word Levi implies that Yehoinus was from Sheva Levi, while mi mishpachas Yehuda implies that it was from Sheva Yehuda. Therefore, we must say, "Davu mi Levi v'im mi Yehuda." But Ka'ama Mishpachas Yehuda, Yehoinasim was from Sheva Levi through his father, and from Sheva Yehuda through his mother, and the Pasuk nevertheless refers to him as Mishpachas Yehuda, apparently because even Mishpachas Ein Kuri Mishpacha. The Gemara answers that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps Mishpachas Yehuda does not refer to his mother's family, but rather, since the Pasuk identifies him as Yehoinasim ben Gershom ben Menashe, even though his grandfather was Moshe, not Menashe, because Mitech she'asa ma'isa Menashe, Taloi ha'kasa b'Menashe, Yehoinasin acted in the ways of Menashe who served the Avodah Zarah. For this very reason, Yehoinasin was associated with Shevet Yehuda, because Mitech she'asa ma'isa Menashe, da'asam Yehuda, Taloi ha'kasa b'Yehuda. Yehoinasin acted in the ways of Menashe who belonged to Shevet Yehuda. As Rabbi Yechonon Mishum Reb Shimon ben Yochi says, the Kancha Toil es ha'kalkala b'mekukul. From here we see that an Avera is associated to one who committed the same Avera. Related to the above, the Gemara cites Amar Abelazar, Lo'elam Yidvak Adam Metayvim. A person should always seek to marry a wife from a fine family. Shari Moshe Shanasa Bas Yisrael Yetzim Men Yohainasim. Moshe Rabbeinu, who married a daughter of Yisrael, a former idol worshipper, had a grandson Yohainasim who also attended to the idols. While Aaron Shanasa Bas Aminadav Yetzim Men Pinchas. Aaron, who married the daughter of Aminadav, a righteous person, had a grandson Pinchas, who is also a righteous person. As the Gemara explains, although Pinchas was a descendant of both Aaron and Yisroi, however, Yohainasin was a third-generation descendant of Yisroi, therefore he was affected by his relation to Yisroi. While Pinchas was a later descendant of Yisroi and a closer descendant of Aaron and Aminadav, therefore he was not affected by his relation to Yisroi. As the Pasuk states, Ve'alazar ben Aaron lokach le'memnois Putiel lo'i le'isha. Alazar, the father of Pinchas, married a woman from the daughters of Putiel. Patil refers to Yisroi, Shepitim Agol Mavoidezara, because Yisroi fattened his calves for Avoidezara. However, the mother of Pinchas could not have been an actual daughter of Yisroi, because Putiel also refers to Yosef, Shepitbet B'Yisroi. Yosef fought and overcame the temptations of his Yitzhara. Therefore, we must say, either Avua de Ime B'Yosef, Ima de Ime B'Yisroi. The mother of Pinchas was a descendant of Yosef through her father, and a descendant of Yisroi through her mother, or vice versa. Avua de ime mi Yisroi, ima de ime mi Yosef. The mother of Pinchas was a descendant of Yisroi through her father and a descendant of Yosef through her mother, but she was not an actual daughter of either Yisroi or Yosef. The Gemara also cites the well-known statement, Hanoisa isha tzach sheyivdik ba'achel. A person should examine the brothers of the woman he intends to marry, because reiv banim daimin la'achiha im. The majority of sons take after their mother's brother, as the Pasuk states, v'ikach aron esalei sheva basam anadav achois nachshon. Even though her father's name is sufficient to establish her identity, the Pasuk adds that she was the sister of Nachshon to make the above point. As we see in the Torah, that Nachshon ben Aminadav performed an act of Mesiris Nefesh by jumping into the Yamsuf, and Pinchas likewise performed an act of Mesiris Nefesh by killing Zimri ben Salu in the Sea Beis Av LaShemayim.